Hey, y'all, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. It is Thursday, March 19th. Tune in Thursday or Thursday Tunes. Today, we're going to have a song at the end that the choir did as the anthem on January 25th. It's called Trust in the Lord. Some of the lyrics are very challenging. I want to read a couple for you just in anticipation for the end of the podcast. One of the verses says this: when you're tempted to walk that road alone, just remember he's walked the road before. When you're empty and strength is all but gone, he will supply all your needs and so much more. And it is with that hope that we begin reading God's Word, knowing that Jesus Christ, our advocate, has come to earth and he has walked the roads that we walk even now. Whatever we face today, we don't do it alone. For our Romans passage today, I want to read out of the Message paraphrase because I believe that when I read it in the Message, it made a lot of sense. And so I want that for you today as well. Paul is telling us that Jesus came to the Israelites, to the Jewish people, and that the blessing then went out to the Gentiles. And then he references four scriptures which call out Gentiles to praise the Lord, reminding us that the gospel was to go forward to all people on the earth. That was always the plan. And then this section ends with a beautiful benediction that you might know. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Well, in the Message paraphrase, he says it this way: may the God of green, like the color, may the God of green hope fill you with all joy, with all peace. That image kind of struck me. What does it mean to have green hope? And I think what Eugene Peterson was saying in his paraphrase is that our hope as believers is alive. It's growing and it is flourishing, not some kind of dead faith. Oh yeah, I hope in the resurrection, but a living, acting, breathing kind of hope. I don't know exactly what he meant because he doesn't say, and it's poetic, but that's my stab at it. All right, starting in verse 8 of Romans 15, Jesus, staying true to God's purposes, reached out in a special way to the Jewish insiders so that the old ancestral promises would come true for them. As a result, the non-Jewish outsiders have been able to experience mercy and to show appreciation for God. Just think of all the scriptures that will come true in what we do. For instance, then I'll join outsiders in a hymn sing. I'll sing to your name. And this one, outsiders and insiders rejoice together. And again, peoples of all nations celebrate God. All colors and races give hearty praise. And Isaiah's word, there's the root of our ancestor Jesse, breaking through the earth and growing tree tall enough for everyone everywhere to see and take hope. Oh, may the God of green hope fill you with all joy, fill you up with peace, so that your believing lives, filled with the life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit, will brim over with hope. I'm going to read those last two verses in the ESV. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. The song that I'm going to play at the end goes on to say, when all seems hopeless and in vain, know that his promises are there for you to claim. We have many promises in this passage, but one here at the very end is that God will fill us with joy and peace and believing by the power of His Spirit. And I pray for that to abound in your life today. Let's continue on by moving to the Psalms. I'll read Psalm 68, verses 1 through 10 in the Message paraphrase as well. Up with God, down with His enemies. Adversaries run for the hills, gone like a puff of smoke, like a blob of wax in the fire. One look at God and the wicked vanish. When the righteous see God in action, they'll laugh, they'll sing. They'll laugh and sing for joy. Sing hymns to God, all heaven, sing out. Clear the way for the coming of the cloud rider. Enjoy God, cheer when you see Him. Father of orphans, champion of widows, is God in His holy house? God makes homes for the homeless, leads prisoners to freedom, but leaves rebels to rot in hell. God, when you took the lead with your people, when you marched out into the wild, earth shook, sky broke out into a sweat. God was on the march. Even Sinai trembled at the sight of God on the move, at the sight of Israel's God. You pour out rain in buckets, O God. Thorn and cactus become an oasis for your people to camp in and enjoy. You set them up in business. They went from rags to riches. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I love verse 4 here in the Message. It says, enjoy God, cheer when you see Him. Today, I want you to break out in applause whenever you see God's work on display. I'm only kind of kidding. In another version, it says rejoice or exult. I had to look that one up. And what I found on the internet for the definition of exult is to rejoice greatly, to feel or show overwhelming joy and triumph. I pray that for you today, that God would show you the ways that He's at work, even in places where before perhaps you felt like God was not on the move. We are reminded in verses 5 and 6 that God is the Father of orphans and champions the widows, and He makes a home for the homeless. He leads prisoners to freedom, but leaves rebels to rot in hell. Lord, we pray that you would be a champion in situations where justice needs to come and where we need your holiness to reign. And we pray according to verses 7 and 8 that you would take the lead. Lord, that you would march out before us and that we would follow in your footsteps. And that as you are on the move, may we enjoy you and recognize that everything we have and all that we are is because of you. And now I want to send you out before we listen to the song with the blessing that we read earlier in Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Happy Thursday. I hope you have a great day.